Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our heart's inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Well, we are entering September, and I have to say, I'm excited. September has got here. My birthday was just a week ago, a little over a week ago. But today is Labor Day, and I want to thank everyone that labors on this network. They do podcasts. They do shows on here. Thank you for what you do. It is much appreciated. Thank you, Hopecast, for making this podcast possible. Today, if you're listening, I have a challenge for you because it's only going to help us grow. I want you to go on iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, and I want you to write a review, something that inspires you, and a review that complements what we do here because it will help us grow. So if you're listening to this right now, do me a favor, about said Brad in third person. Do me a favor, go on iTunes, write us a review so we can grow, because we want the most people possible to be able to hear their weekly calling. With that, let's get into this week's weekly calling. So it's Labor Day, right? Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23. Labor Day is a holiday that honors the contribution of workers. Much of you listening to this right now are going into work or you have worked. It's something we do, but today on Labor Day, we have it all. So you're probably listening to this on Tuesday. The everyday efforts that build communities, that support families, and that shape our nation. But for the follower of Jesus, work isn't just about a paycheck. It's worship, right? I love to worship Jesus. From the very beginning, God gave humanity the task of working and cultivating the earth. We see this in Genesis 2:15. Work was not a punishment, but part of God's design for us to reflect his creativity. I want to tell you a quick story. So I love to be creative, and at my job, which I absolutely love my job, the church I work at, amazing. I was like, I get to do videos. And when I first got handed the video job, I was like, I don't know how to do this. I felt uncomfortable. Then I was like, I can be creative in what I'm doing. So what I was handed was something that I'm not too excited about, but now I look forward to shooting videos and sharing stories of people that love Jesus. Stewardship and other things we do, all of that is labor that we are called to do as Christ followers. After sin entered, work became harder. We see that in Genesis 3:17-19. But it still carries deep purpose. Paul reminds us that our labor, without pay, whether paid or unpaid, not without, whether noticed or unnoticed, is ultimately for the Lord. Every job, from parenting to what I do as pastoring, from teaching to trucking. And let me tell you, I could not be a trucker. I just drove 14 hours in one day in a truck. It was tough. From fixing pipes, which I can't do, to fixing attitudes, which I'm working on, can be a platform to glorify God. But here's the danger, guys. It's easy to view work as something that drains us, rather than something that shapes us. We can fall in the trap of working only for a boss, a paycheck, or approval, instead of recognizing that every act of labor is a chance to honor God. So a few years ago, I was reading this story, and it was about a janitor at NASA. Yeah. In the 1960s, space race, President Kennedy visited him. He walked up to the man at NASA holding a broom, and he said, "What are you doing?" And the janitor replied to him, "Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." The janitor understood something powerful, that his work, though unseen by most, had purpose. He wasn't just sweeping floors. He was contributing to a mission far bigger than himself. When someone's at the church cleaning, I like to remind them, your job is so valuable because you're cleaning and setting the stage to make God's house beautiful on Sunday. Whatever we do in our work, we need to make sure we do it the best we can do. If it's sweeping a floor, if it's on stage, if it's running a company, do it to the best of your ability. Labor Day is also about rest. And we like to rest. And Jesus invites us into rest. Rest reminds us that our worth is not in what we produce, but in who we belong to. This week, I want us to work differently. Pick one task, big or small, dedicated to God in prayer. Lord, this is for you. I want you to rest faithfully. Take a moment of real rest, not just scrolling or zoning out, not like my wife, who is listening to this probably, who I catch scrolling Instagram reels looking at dogs. Serve intentionally. Find one person to encourage this week at work, at school, at home. A kind word. Give them that. Give them a kind word. And let it remind them of God's love. Labor Day isn't a long weekend. It's not just a long weekend. It's about remembering our work matters, our rest matters, and God deserves both. So here's the challenge. Whatever you do this week, do it as if you're sweeping the floors of heaven itself, for the glory of God. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the rest that we're getting and the work we do. Thank you for each person listening to this right now. I pray that they leave a review on iTunes and they say something that inspires them, Lord. Lord, I pray that we, no matter what we're called to do, we do it to the best of our abilities. In your holy name, amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.